סמכתס עומד בייבין שבס, עומר אבונה, הוי המהלך במדבור, ואין יודע מוסי שבס. Somebody was walking in the desert, and he doesn't know when it's Shabbos. He lost track of time, and he doesn't know if it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Shabbos. He doesn't know when it is. So what does he do? Moy meshisha yomim umishamel yom echod. He should count 6 days as if they were weekdays, and the seventh day he acts as it's Shabbos. Chiyah barabo umishamel yom echod umoy meshisha. He should, the day that he remembers, the next day, Rashi says, he should, the first day is possible, he should count it as Shabbos, and then he should count 6 more days, and the 8th day will be Shabbos. But my commitment would give, what's the machlok, is if he should start out with Shabbos and then count 6, or he should start out counting 6 and then say it's Shabbos. Mal soba kebriyose shaloylam. One says, because it's like the Bria, the Maaseh Bereishis, first there were 6 weekdays, and then came Shabbos. So also over here, this person is as if he's starting anew. And he has to count 6 days and then comes Shabbos. You can't have Shabbos without 6 days before. Umal Sovak, Odom Arishon. Odom Arishon was created on the 6th day. The first day counted was the next day was Shabbos. So the same thing, this person, he's starting out. So he counts Shabbos the first day. I would imagine that the machlokas is, do we need to count 6 and Shabbos should be the 7th? Or the first day possible that he has a Sofak, he should right away be noig like Shabbos. So the first Mandamar says, Kibriyosa Shalom, that it's not possible to have a Shabbos without 6 days before. The other one says that Al Kaponim is a Sofik, and since we find by Odom Arishon the first day was Shabbos, so over here also the Takona would be that he should count the first day as Shabbos. And Rashi says that Lefi the Mando Omar, that he counts 6 days, so he starts right away from the first day that he starts remembering, that he starts being concerned about Shabbos, is the first day of the 6th, and the other mandoma that he says that he counts the first day as Shabbos, so the first day he remembers to count is not Shabbos, because he might have done melacha that day, and he can't count it as Shabbos, and he has to count the next day as Shabbos. So Rashi asks that we see later in the Gemara that every day he does melacha for himself, so that he should be able to eat, and we will explain it later. So if so, so anyway, every day he's doing melacha, so why can't he count the first day? So Rashi says, those are only melachas that are for Pikuach Nefesh, that he should be able to live. But here we're talking that the first day he remembered, he could have done a melacha that's over Pikuach Nefesh, more than that, so he can't count it as Shabbos. Then the Gemara asks from a Braisa on the Mando Omar that he counts the first day and then 6 days, and the Gemara is Doicha. The Gemara says, Tiyuvta, Dechir Barav, Tiyuvta, Sud Halacha, and the Gemara says that he counts 6 days and then comes Shabbos. Omar Rovet. Every day of the 6th that he counts for himself to be weekdays, so he does a malacha enough that he should be able to eat, that it should keep him alive that day. And that day of Shabbos that he counts, he wouldn't do a malacha. So the Gemara asks, that day he should die. We said that the day before he only did enough malacha that he should have food to eat that day. So the next day he won't have what to eat, he might die. The Gemara says, David Miasmo Shtei Parnosos, the day before he did 2. So the Gemara says, well, how could he do 2 the day before? Maybe it was Shabbos. Elo, kol yom b'yoy, moysa loy parnosos. Afilo ahu yoyma. Every day, even the day that he counts as Shabbos, he does enough for his parnosa, for to be able to eat, to sustain him that day. Ahu yoyma b'may min kalei. So how do we know that he's counting it as Shabbos if he's doing a melacha as just like the day before and the day before that? So what's the difference between the day that he calls Shabbos? How do we see it's Shabbos? The Gemara says, the Kiddush of Avdalta. They make Kiddush in Avdala. In the beginning of that day, he calls it, he says Kiddush. And the end of that day, he says Avdala. And Rashi says, Lizikorin ba'alme, she'elo shem yom choluk mish'ar yomim, v'loy tishtakach Shabbos mimenu. It should be like a Zikorin for him. And it should be a remembrance as if he's doing Shabbos, and he won't forget the name of the day of Shabbos. It's all mashma that it's takonas derabonon, how he should be, how he should act the weekdays and Shabbos. But mitzad that it should be a sfeikah d'oraisa, mitzad d'oraisa, that it doesn't say in the Gemara. The Ran, Tosfos asks, what about Tchumin? Is he allowed to walk out of Tchum? So Tosfos says that the first shot in Tosfos is that he could walk all 6 days that are called weekdays by him, he could walk chutz l'tchum, but the day that he counts as Shabbos, he shouldn't walk out of the Tchum. Why is he allowed to walk every day chutz l'tchum? Because it's no, he wouldn't, if he doesn't do that, he won't ever come to a Mokum Yishuv. So Kadesh should come to a Mokum Yishuv, he's allowed to walk Chutz L'Tchum. And then, so let's say that the Heker is, that he knows that it's Shabbos, because that day he's not walking out of the Tchum, so there's a difference. Why does the Gemara have to say Kiddush Shabbat Ta'alta? So Tosfos says, because it's a negative, he's not doing anything, it's not a Heker to be Shabbos. You have to do something positive, Kadesh to show that it's Shabbos. Inami afilu beyom shemishame hoylech kemo sheroitze. Every day, even the day that he's watching as Shabbos, is also he could walk chutz l'tchum. But there won't, then Tosfos says there won't be nikur. So merely you have to say that he did the kiddush above dalta. So we have two pshatim in Tosfos, if in the day that he counts as Shabbos, if he's allowed to walk chutz l'tchum or not. What's the answer to walk chutz l'tchum? In Tosfos it just says because if he won't walk chutz l'tchum, he never will come to civilization. The Ran is the same kasha that it should be nikra with tchumin, that he's not walking chutz l'tchum. And the Ran adds on to say that the other days that are weekdays for him, he for sure walks chutz l'tchum, because if not, in Cain, yamoid lo'ilam b'midbo, he will always be in the desert, he'll be stuck there, b'chalos Shabbos, yomutz be'eretz gzeiros, he'll be mechalos Shabbos all his life, and that's not a tachlis. It could be, maybe it's domet, y'chalos Shabbos achas k'dei shishmo Shabbos yishabit. There's an Indian to see to it that he should have a real Shabbos. Yomus Beret Gzeiro, he'll die in a strange land in a Midbar. So what does it mean? So the Ran says, Bahu Yom is also allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum because Tchumin is the Rabbonim. So it's Mashma that because it's a Rabbonon, the Rabbonon weren't gozer. That means the Rabbonon said that Takone should watch all the mitzvahs d'oraisa. And Tchumin, that's the Rabbonon, not. But the Ran says, a Siba, the time is because he'll die be'eretz gezeira. Now, the Shaila is, the other Rabbonos, other Isurim Rabbonon, let's say Mechamer, or Shvusim Rabbonon that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, like to swim, or to play or instrument. I'm just saying examples, what are called the Isurim of Shabbos, the Rabbonon, or those are allowed to do or not, because it's a Suffolk weekday, Suffolk Shabbos. Inside the Rabban says that he's allowed to walk Chutz L'Tchum because it's the Rabbonon. Inside Shemi says because he shouldn't be stuck in the desert. And also the Ran says a Loshin that Lo Gozru. The Ramban says that even Lamad Omar Tchumin Doraisa, even if Tchumin is Doraisa, but because Tchumin is only a Isur Es and it's not a Isur Skilus, Lo Hechmiru, it's Mashma Tzaloshin Dorabonon, what he should do, what he shouldn't do in Shabbos is a Takona, and some things they were Machmir and some things not. So even if it's a Isur Doraisa, but it's a Isur Es and not a Isur Skilus, it's not the Iker Chilo of Shabbos, so they allowed him to walk. So it's Mashma Midoraisa. He doesn't have a problem of Shabbos, just Midorabonon. Or maybe it's a special takona, maybe it's like Oichal Dovo Minatero. And the Ramban says that you can't say that he doesn't walk out Chutz L'Tchum. In Ken Yisrael Lo'ilam Bamidbo, V'chalel Shabbos, V'yomus Be'eretz Gezeiro. And it's mashma that the reason why he could walk out is because he might die Be'eretz Gezeiro. Now, what does that mean? What's the problem with him dying in a strange land? Yomus Be'eretz Gezeiro. It could be that they mean because he's afraid, he knows that he might die in a strange land, so that itself might be a scare for him and it might bring him to the pikuach nefesh. That might be the pshat in the Rishon. And the Ritva is, why does he have to do melachos every day? And also the day of Shabbos he should do a melacha that he should be able to eat. Let him fast that day. One day a person could fast and he won't do a melacha on that day and the next day he'll eat. The answer is because the day before he only ate a very little. He didn't eat too much because it was only kedei michiyosa, just kedei pikuach nefesh. So he probably won't be able to make to have a tainis the next day. He won't be able to fast. So memela he does every day. And the Achagav, it's mentioned in the Radvaz that when he comes to civilization, finally he doesn't have to bring a korbonus chatos on all the shabbosim that he had been mechalos Shabbos. So if it's because of Pikuach Nefesh itself, so it's understandable why not to bring a Chatos. But later we'll see why the Radvaz says that. And the Yerushalmi, there's another Shita. So we have in the Bavli two Shitas. One was Nidche, and the Halacha is in like Rav Huna, that he counts 6 days and then he does Shabbos, and every day he does Melochas that he's allowed to do. Yerushalmi has three Shitas. One, two of the Shitas are like we said before. that, and the Rishami starts off with Godol Shenish Bo Lebeinu Akum, that if there's somebody that grew up between Goyim, he was taken prisoner, and he was between Goyim, and he couldn't find out when Shabbos is, and either he counts 6 days and then it's Shabbos, or he counts one day of Shabbos and then 6 days. And then there's another shita. The next shita is Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elozo b'shem Rav Nachman bar Yankiv, that he counts 6 days and then the seventh day is Shabbos. Then he counts 5 days and the next day is Shabbos. Then after that he counts 4 days and the next day is Shabbos. Then 3 days and then 2 days. So what's the revach? We gain by that out of all these days that he counted in Shabbos, the 6 and 5 and 4 and 3, so one day for sure will be the day that really is Shabbos, and it'll be Mekayim Shabbos. On the other hand, if he does only 6 days and then Shabbos, it could be he'll never match up to the real Shabbos. But like this, it could be once in a few weeks he'll match up to the real Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, in Yerushalmi, Omar Rav Mone, Inish Taboi Betlose, Uavid Beshubse. So one pshat in Yerushalmi that the Imam pshat is that he asks if he really was taken prisoner, or let's say he started out walking the Midbar on Tuesday, he starts counting on a Tuesday, Nayom Shlishi, so even if he counts 6, and then 5, and then 4, and then 3, 2, he'll never come up to the real Shabbos, and it'll come out the opposite, that there for sure will be a Chilul Shabbos Mitzido. So the Gemara answers, Rav says that means Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Ben Elozo, that he said, B'shem Rav Nachman Ben Yankiv, that is, pshat is because if he does twice this cycle of 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, so he'll come out, and even if it was on a Tuesday, he'll still come out being Mekayim once a Shabbos. And the Bavli is mashma that he only does a zecha le Shabbos. He does 6 and 1 that it should look like a Shabbos. But, and that's why he does malach every day. But Yerushalmi's mashma that it's not like he's doing a zecha for Shabbos 6 and 1. He's trying to find the real Shabbos. It's like a sofik, and the sofik has to be knowing like every sofik. Also, the Yerushalmi in the beginning, when it's talking about these shittas, it doesn't say that he does melacha on all the days or how he does melacha. It says that he counts moina 6 days, and then he's mishamer the seventh. It's mashma Yerushalmi that the days he counts as weekdays is not really like weekdays. And the day that he counts as a Shabbos is not like Shabbos. Also, the Yerushalmi doesn't mention that he does the Kiddush Vavdola. So it's mashma in the Yerushalmi that he really is noig Shabbos when it's Shabbos by him, and he's really noig weekday when it's weekday by him. Also, the fact that it's not 6 and 1, it's also 5 and 1, and it's also 4 and 1, is mashma the Yerushalmi is looking for the real Shabbos and not to make a zikorn for Shabbos. Also, we have to ask on the Yerushalmi, what does the Yerushalmi ask? That if he was on Tuesday starting to count, so he'll never come up to Shabbos. But anyway, the whole thing is a suffix. We don't know if he'll match up to Shabbos or not. So it's better to do the cycle of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and maybe he'll come out for a Shabbos. Then maybe once it was a Tuesday, and he'll never come out to Shabbos. Well, maybe the Yerushalmi's kasha is that since it could be that he'll never come out Shabbos because it was Tuesday, so maybe it's better to leave it at 6 and 1. Then the Yerushalmi says, why by, there's a case, if one person went and he was Mekadosh Isha in the world, and he doesn't know who it is, he says, Kidash Isha Achas Boilam, and he doesn't know who it is. So it says that he's also a B'chol HaNoshim Sheboilam. We can't, some learn it's a Knas, that he's also in all the women in the world, because maybe it's the one, or the relative, or Arayas, of the one he was Mekadosh. So why here by Shabbos we say that he could keep 6 days as a weekday? Here also we see in the Yerushalmi that's different than the Bavli, because he is that it should be also on all the days. Mashma that without this kasha, all 6 days is mutter. And the Yerushalmi is asking that it should be also. So the Yerushalmi answers by the inyan of Mekadosh Isha. He has a takona. He could marry a Gioris or a Meshuchereres, and she doesn't have relatives. It's not shaykh that he should be over on Yisrael Arayas. So, but when we're talking about Shabbos, so there's no takona. What should he do? There's no way out. So Memele has to do like the Yerushalmi says, either he counts 6 and 1, or he counts 6, 5, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. Does Mashma the Yerushalmi that really he might be potter from Shabbos, only the Shaila is how to be knowing. Then the Yerushalmi says at the end, Tamon Amrin, that means in the Badli it says, Choshish l'kol ha-yomim, v'oitzah k'day kiyum ha-nefesh. That is Choshish for all the days should be Shabbos. That means still now the Yerushalmi held, they're not Choshish all the days for Shabbos, only the days that it was Mishamer at Shabbos. But in the Badli it says, Tamon Amrin, that is Choshish for all the days that maybe it's Shabbos, and he does k'day kiyum ha-nefesh, that means he only does a little bit of melacha. So also here we see that the Yerushalmi held that he does every day melach of the weekday, and the Bavli held that he just does pikuach nefesh. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Dalet Mem that Paskins like Rav Huna that you count 6 days as weekday and then the 7th day is Shabbos, and he does Kiddush, and he makes Kiddush and Avdolah, and that's how he knows it's Shabbos, and every day he does Melocha today Parnasosa for that day that he shouldn't die. The Morgan Avram asks, Bafal Gab Deroiva Yomim Emchoy, let's go after the Rove. Rove days are called, so each day he should count it as a weekday. So he says it's called Kovua. And the Primogodim learns in the Mogen Avraham that it's Kovua Doraisa, because the din is that you go after Rove. But if there's Kovua, that it's set in one place, let's say Tisha Chanuyos, and one is Tisha Chanuyos sells kosher, and one sells Tereif. So if he took it out of the Chanuyos, and he has the suffix when he took it out, so it's called Kovua, because the stores are Kovua in their place, and the Rishonim say, the Primogodim brings it here, that has to be Nikar Bim Koma, that the mute and the robe, each one is Nikar, each one you know, that it's called a Chanus Mocheres Bosar Kosher and a Chanus Mocheres Bosar Tereif. And here also the Primogodim learns in the Mogen Avraham that it's called Kovua Do Raisa, because the weekdays are Nikar, everybody in the world knows which day is the weekday and which day is Shabbos. So Menela, it's Kovua, even though he doesn't know, and even though we can't see it, it's just something that people know, still it's called a Nikar Bim Koma. Then the Chassam Sofer and the Sfasemis, they want to learn in the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi wasn't so much choshish for the weekdays that they should be Shabbos, that maybe they learn that you go really after the Rov Midoraisa, and it's not called Kovua, and it's not called Nikar Bim Koma, or some want to learn, because maybe they all like the Rambam in the Yerushalmi, that the Sfeika Doraisa is Midorabonan Lekulu. So Memela, Midoraisa, there wouldn't be a chashash of an Iser Doraisa of Shabbos. Also, the Primogodim brings in, what's the Din Legabi, soon we'll talk about that, the Bir Aloche, when he brings down the Mogen Avraham, that it's called Kovua, it sounds like the Bir Aloche has a suffix in it, that if it's Kovua Doraisa, and he says, and even if it's not Kovua Doraisa, so it could be the Bir Aloche has a suffix, if this Kovua is a real Kovua or not, or Beikar Adin, you could go after the Rove. The Mogen Avraham, when the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to walk out chutz l'tchum, so the Mogen Avraham brings down, because if not, you'll be Mechal HaShabbos v'yomus be'etz gezeirah. And then when he says that even Bo'osu Hayom, he does Melocha l'fi, he says b'afilu Bo'osu Hayom, that he's allowed to walk out chutz l'tchum, even the day that he's Meshamer as Shabbos. So he says l'fi she'tchumin midivrayim, it's midorabonon, and afilu l'mandoma tchumin d'oraisa. So it's a Iser Eser, like we said from the Ramban. And Tosfos and the Rosh, he says, they say, K'day lotzis min amidbar, mashma, the shari su durabon, and also loy lasis. So Magen Avraham holds that other durabonans he's not allowed to do. Only the Iser of Chutz, only the Iser of Tchumin durabonan, or even if it's a Doraisa, is allowed to, K'day that he shouldn't get stuck in the midbar. Then he says, Vavol gab de kamelon sfeke durabonan lekule, so every Iser durabonan should be mutter. For this person, the kivan the chalal of Shabbos, also bakol k'moy b'yom tevsheni. The Avinam is fake of Yisrael Shabbos. The Magen Avraham says just like yom tevsheni, the Rabbonon made a takon. Even though everybody knows it's not yom tev, but the Rabbonon were metakin that it's called yom tevsheni, and it's also even every the Rabbonon, all the Shabbos the Rabbonon. So the same thing here that the Rabbonon were metakin that for him it's Shabbos the day he counts as Shabbos. So all the Rabbonos are also chut from tchum. The Taz here says that Al Kenyer Eshim Yeshlo בו דמות הלילך משום דתחומי דרבונן, ואין כאן אלו סופק בכל יויד. זאת אומרת, תחומי דרבונן, זה עוזר לי הסופק, זה ספק דרבונן לכולה. זאת אומרת, משמע אתה מחליק את מוגן אברון in the past, if every דרבונן is mutter for him, ספק דרבונן לכולה, or not. And the Prima Godin brings in, like, Mechamer is a, could be a Yisr Esse, it's totally in the Mogen Avram, if a Yisr, in the Ramban, if a Yisr Esse is Mutar enough. So we have a Machlag Taz Mogen Avram, if any Darabonon is also for him, or it's Mutar. The Taz says that it's Mutar every Darabonon. And the Prima Godin brings in here the Ran in Megillah. The Ran in Megillah says that there are cities that are sfakers. You don't know if they should read the Megillah on Yudalid or Tesvot. So the Ran is, let's say sfakers are Abon and Lekul, they'll be Potter on Yudalid, they'll be Potter on Tesvot. So he says that if you say sfakers are Abon and Lekul, they'll be Potter Bechlau from Megillah, there won't be any Megillah, then we don't say sfakers are Abon and Lekul. So it's much more important, the Gondom wants to be Medamah to hear, or maybe to ask on the task that if we would say sfakers are Abon and Lekul, and he could do the Rabbana, so he'll never have the Yisr the Rabbana. But then it could be by Megillah, Milachatchilah, the Takon, even though the Loshon of the Ran is not Mashma that way, but it could be Tzlechatchilah, the Takon, that there was a Yoris Mesupokos, that we shouldn't say Sfeikah the Rabbana Lekula, because then it'll never be. I'm saying again that it's not Mashma in the Loshon of Ran, but here, it's just one case that happened to be that he was in the Midbar, so it could be that he doesn't have the Yisurim the Rabbana. Instead, Shani could be the Rabbana talks about, and they made a Takon. So maybe they did say as the Yisr Darabonon. The Bir Halacha has a Shaila. What about a mitzvah seser that's only knowing in weekday? Does he be no? And on Shabbos not? Let's say tefillin. Tefillin you wear on weekday, and Shabbos not because he has an oath of tefillin. Is he allowed to wear tefillin? Should he wear tefillin or not? Because each weekday he also has a suffix, maybe it's Shabbos. So first the Bir Halacha says that the Rabbanan said a chumrah that he should be knowing Shabbos, but they didn't say lekula. So he should wear tefillin every day, even the day that's Shabbos, because if we'll say that not, it comes out of chumrah, and lasi ledekula. So really he should wear tefillin also on Shabbos. But he says during the davening, while he's davening, he shouldn't wear tefillin because he's mispalot tefillah Shabbos. But then he says another sport. Why don't you wear tefillin on Shabbos? Because he has an oath. But here he doesn't have the oath of Shabbos because he's doing melacha. So Menele should have the oath of tefillin. Then he says, so each chola that you're doing melacha for him, so also you should wear tefillin. So he says, by a chola it may be a little different because by a chola he says, because a chola has other inyanei melochas that is shoveis in, but this person maybe is not shoveis in other melochas. So he said, but the first time is more because the Rabbanon, when they were Mesakin, that it should be weekday and should be Shabbos, so they didn't mean to do lekula. So he should really put on tefillin. Then there's another shaila, if he did more than pikuach nefesh. Every day he's allowed to do only enough for pikuach nefesh. The shaila is if he did a little extra, is it called maitse Shabbos or not? So in the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos, he says, if we would call it maitse Shabbos and aser it on him, so it comes out that the next day he would have to do malacha for Shabbos, on Shabbos, on Sofik Shabbos. So there's no revach by cancelling him, by giving him a knas on today's extra malacha, because of that, it'll be Mechal of Shabbos tomorrow, Mitzofik. So, Memele, you can't say that it should be a knas of Melechus Shabbos. On the other hand, he says, maybe we should cancel, because maybe within a few days he'll find out that it's Shabbos, and then this part will be Osir Lo'ilam. The Radvaz, before we say the Radvaz, we'll talk again about the Mogen Avraham and the Taz. The Taz says that all melachas derabbanan are mutar because feke derabbanan lekula. If so, I'm going to ask a kasha. There's a din that ribui b'shiurin is a machlokas, the Rashba and the Ran. That means If somebody has to cook for a choyle, let's say he has to cook one isa, one kazayis of bread for a choyle, or he has to cook something for a choyle, a certain amount. So if he puts a bigger pot on the stove, or he makes a bigger isa, so it's called ribuy b'shiurim. The shiur was a small one, and that was for a choyle for pikuach nefesh, and that was mutar, and he has to do it. But he made a bigger shiur, and he added on, and in one pu'ula for the chole, he did also more for a bori. Is that called isur or not? The Ran says it's a isur d'oraisa, ribuy b'shiurim, and the Rasba says it's mutar midoraisa. It could be the Rasba says that midorabonon it's also, but midoraisa it's mutar. So if so, if we say like the Taz, that every isur d'rabonon is, every isur d'rabonon is mutar for this person to do, so if so, let him, why should he do a melacha d'oraisa every day for pikuach nefesh? Let him do one day a ribuy b'shiurim. He should do one day, one bigger isa, and have enough for the whole week for the bread. And it's mutar because ribuy b'shiurim is mutar m'doraisa, just m'dorabonon tosa, and d'rabonon are mutar for him. And then he won't have to do d'oraisa the rest of the week. So, that would be a kasha. I would like to hear if anybody out there has a teretz to it, why we would say that, why does the Gemara say that he should do melacha every day? He should really do a ribuy b'shiurim one day, and then all the rest of the days he won't have to do melacha. I'll leave that as a kasha. Then there's the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, how is it that some days there's people have Shabbos, like could be a difference in America or here or the Far East. There's different hours of Shabbos, and this person has Shabbos a certain hour, and by the other person it's weekday. So the Radvaz says that it's a mitzvah that each person should have his Shabbos, and each person should have his Shabbos, and it shouldn't be all one. There could be a difference of 12 hours. However, it comes out to Shabbos for him when the sun rises and sets on the seventh day. And he brings a raya that mahalik b'midbor, and he counts his own Shabbos. So you see that each person has to count his Shabbos. And he also says, and he's not chayev chatos on all the Shabbosos that he was mechala when he was in the midbor, when he comes back to civilization. And he says, mashma shekiyeh mitzvah Shabbos. In the Radvaz, it's a very strong lashon. It's mashma that by counting 6 days and then doing Shabbos, he was mekayim actually Shabbos, and it brings it as a raya for people who have different hours in different places of the world, that each one has his own Shabbos, which is a big chiddush. The Pisach Tshuva here brings from the Moruk Tzia. The Moruk Tzia is Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. What would be the people who are near the North Pole, let's say, if they have half a year could be day, the sun doesn't really set, or half a year could be night. How would they be knowing Legabe Shabbos? So the Moruk Tzia says that he should count every 24 hours as a day, and each 6 days should be weekday, and then should be Shabbos. He doesn't really say the Raya. I guess he's Metaris et Ar Sugya, but there's a lot to talk about it. How do we count Shabbos? How do we know when is Kriya Shema? So it seems to be the Moruk Tzia saying that it goes lefi the whole world. Since the whole world is count 6 days, and then there's Shabbos, it can't be, he should be left without a Shabbos. There was a story with someone from here in Har Nof. His father was in Siberia, actually in the North Pole, and he didn't know how to keep Shabbos, which day he should have Shabbos. So he sent a letter to Bnei Brak, asking one of the Gdolei Ador of the then generation before what he should do. And that person sent him back a letter, and of course it came months later, and he said, be ma'ayin in the Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayis. Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayis really talks about it, but in Siberia, the North Pole, there's no Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayis. So what people thought is that the reason he wrote it back like that is because really there isn't a real conclusion. There isn't a clear set answer to it. So Manela, he wrote it that way, that really it's not the Boris. I'll bring down from the Parashas Drachim in the Maimar Chof Gimel, he brings from his father, a Zohar. The Zohar says as follows, מעולם לא זוז השכינה מישראל, ואפילו בשבוסת של חול. Even in a Shabbos, that's in a weekday, so there's also the Shechina of Shabbos. So he brings from his father that he said, Shabbos, when is there Shabbos in the weekday? If a person is walking in the Midbar, like our Gemara, Malik Bamidbar, and he doesn't know when is Shabbos, so he makes his own Shabbos. He counts 6 days, and the seventh day is Shabbos. So then is Lezozo Shechina Mishroel, Afilu B'Shabbos is Shulchol. Then there's a Kol Eliyahu. They bring down from the Gro, they say B'Shem the Gro, So what's the lashon? Sheshes yomim tase. It's mashma tzivui that you should do melacha, and yom hashvi l'Hashem elokecha lo yisase kol melacha. So he says the words are fit in to the mice with somebody who's walking in the midbar and doesn't know when is Shabbos and he counts 6 days and the seventh day is Shabbos. So it says Zohar Yom Shabbos Lekadsho. They should remember which day really is Shabbos. Then Sheshes Yomim Tase Melachtecha. You could do 6 days always Melacha and Yom Hashvi'i Tishrei. Because if he doesn't remember when it's Shabbos, so even in the 6 days he won't be able to do always Melacha, and the seventh day he will have to be careful what he's doing.